Joining us in the studio this morning is Jody Yahasi. She is the director of the Violence Prevention Center here in Cook County. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we wanted to bring you in because yesterday we did a story from the Minnesota News Connection on how the tough economy spikes domestic violence in the state. And you and I have talked about this in the past. So I kind of wanted an update on if you're seeing anything that you could say relates at all to tough economic times.
Well, I believe the report yesterday was certainly accurate. I think that in a community like Cook County, where so many of the jobs are related to the tourist industry and the building industry, during tough economic times where people are traveling less, where people are building less, being able to do home improvements, that's less money coming into the home. So I think in families where there are power and control issues, where there may be a history of domestic violence, when times are tough, that can certainly increase. Now, I'm not blaming the economy when domestic violence happens. Again, violence is a choice. So if violence has never happened in the home, there's certainly more stress in the home during bad economic times, but that is not going to bring on domestic violence. Again, I want to make clear that people take responsibility for the choices. When people choose to be violent, when people choose to want that power and control over another person, it is their responsibility.
So it makes an already bad situation worse.
It does. It makes it really tough because folks who are survivors of violence truly feel trapped then, because if they want to get out because of the violence, the money is not there. Where are you going to go? You know, where am I going to go with my children? I can't get an apartment on my own. I may not be able to go to friends and family outside of the area. So again, that truly feeling trapped. So phone calls often increase during tough economic times. But I think statistically, oftentimes divorce rates go down.
Really?
Because, you know, again, people, they have to stay together.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you mentioned phone calls. One of those phone calls would be the Violence Prevention Center.
Yes.
And if I think I'm part of a domestic violence situation, what's my first step?
You can call the center. We're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but our office hours are 8 to 4. And our number is 387-1262. When people call us in this techie age, we don't have caller ID on our phones. So folks can call. You don't have to give a name. You can call and discuss what's happening in your life. If you have a friend or family member that you're concerned about, we can talk about ways to be helpful. If you are someone who is have stressors in your family life where it doesn't feel safe, you can call. We can talk about safety planning, options open to you, how we can assist.
And these are all things that, at least at the beginning, don't cost more money.
Right.
Okay. Give me the phone number again.
387-1262.
Thank you. Jody Yahasi is the director of the Violence Prevention Center here in Cook County. Thanks for stopping by and telling us about domestic violence and the tough economy.
Thank you, gentlemen.